This is KCUR 89.3. Benny Lee grew up in Taiwan but moved to Kansas City 20 years ago. The business leader and philanthropist has brought everything from Ginsu knives to handheld steamers to the U.S. market. In 1995, Lee invested in Kansas City-based Duracom, which makes power supply and lighting equipment. Lee tells KCUR's Brian Ellison about his first thoughts when he became the company's sole owner in 2008.
When you are the sole owner, you can do anything you want. So then I started to think about what is our future. Always you have to think about future. You know, if you don't think about future, you will be die. You know, and even power supply, I say there's two things, two choice, business, either innovate or die. You always have to think about something different.
Do you think innovation in a smaller business requires a different set of skills, a different approach than innovation in a large corporation?
Of course, that's the key point is the resource. The small company doesn't have resource. You have a limited resource. And not every new invention will be success. Even myself, I tried many times, many projects, and not success.
So Duracom is only one of your many projects. You founded several successful businesses. And yet, when you wrote to me, when we were talking about doing this interview, you said, the key question is, am I qualified in your eyes? I'm okay, but not very successful. Why would you say that?
Well, you know, success is a journey, not a destination. You can say, oh, I'm success. But there, tomorrow, there's a person better than success than you. And it is true. There are so many successful companies, even much, much bigger than me. I'm okay, you know, fine. I'm better. I think I'm better than average people, you know. And because I take risk, I try. I fail. And just sometimes one success can compensate the 10 failure, you know. But if you don't try, you don't have just one success.
It just seems so strange that a person who has made his life selling steamers and knives and power supplies has now also helped bring out a new kind of cello.
Well, I like music, you know, as you know. And 2 years ago, I started my first lesson of clarinet. And I become patient. I try to play every day. And I try to, if you invite me to play, I will play. You know? So there's an opportunity. Somebody said, hey, the cello is so difficult to carry. And this is my idea.
And it's a cello that folds up to
it's
a small
fold up,
size.
Yeah. So the only cello you can carry is you on an airplane without buying the first ticket, a first class ticket.
You were born and raised in Taiwan.
Yes.
What brought you to Kansas City?
Well, I have a long history with a relationship with Kansas City because I work for a company called Midland International in Taiwan, and which is Kansas City based. So I visit Kansas City. The first visit Kansas City is 1975. Amazing. And I have good impression of Kansas City. Nice people. And because of when I decided to immigrate to the United States, I say, well, people is most important. So I have so many friends here. So I decided to come here.
What has been the hardest part of the journey for you doing this work?
Well, I think language and the culture is at the beginning, it's hard. I need to encounter myself. The first time you go out to the community, you know not nobody. You sit in the corner, you don't know how to talk, even say hello. I forced myself to do that. But first time, second time, third time, you get becoming better. And people is nice. Even if you don't speak perfect English, they like you. They try to understand you. And you more try, you become more comfortable. Your English become better. And I'm learning that way, you know. And I'm blessed.
You encounter different challenges in different places. So you talked about your work in Spain and about here. And one of the things you mentioned is the negotiating and having to know how different cultures negotiate. What are the particular challenges of Kansas City and the U.S. versus the other places where you have business?
I think American culture is, I think, is most realistic because we always talking straightforward. Also politely, but we don't hide. But in Asian culture, sometimes you say yes doesn't mean yes. And especially sometimes polite way, you know. And so you really don't, you cannot say yes means yes. You need to find out sometimes yes means yes, I heard you, what you say, but doesn't mean I agree with you. So you need to understand the culture to find out more.
That was Benny Lee speaking with KCUR's Brian Ellison. You'll find more interviews in our Innovation KC series on our website, kcur.org/innovationkc.